My name is Pauline Rowson and I'm a crime author of over 23 crime novels. There are 15 in the D.I. Andy Horton Contemporary Set series, 4 Art Marvick mystery thrillers, and 3 in the 1950s set Inspector Ryger mysteries. I've also got 2 standalone thrillers, In Cold Daylight and In for the Kill. You can find out details of my crime novels on my website at www.romark.co.uk. In this short podcast, which is taken from a talk that I gave, I'm talking about first drafts and revisions of a crime novel. I hope you enjoy listening to it.
When I first started writing, and I think this is a lot of new writers make the same mistake, is you write your book, you write that first draft, and you think, wow, I've written a book here, you know, I've written a novel, I've finished it. You haven't. It's the first draft, and it's usually rubbish. But it's something there that you can work on, and that you can refine, and you can edit. And I usually go through about 8 revisions before I'm happy with it. And the last revision I go through, I check all the words, I check all the phrases, I check all the facts that I've got right. And you can see that by the time I get to number 8, I know that story inside out, upside down, back to front. I know it so well that I can no longer see the holes in it, can I? I'm just too close to it. So when I get to that stage, sometimes I'll read it through and I think, this isn't bad, it's quite good. Other times I'll read it through and I'll go, oh, what a load of rubbish. Oh, what am I going to do? Chuck it all out and start again, which I can't do. I've got to actually get to the stage where I think I can do no more with it. And that's when it goes off to my publisher with my fingers crossed. So my fingers crossed that they like it. Because you never know. They could come back to me and they could say, we like it, but, that awful word, but, oh no. We like it, but it's too long, we don't like this, we don't like that, can you take this out? Now fortunately, touch wood, that's never happened to me, or not happened to me yet. They come back to me and they said, we really like it and we'd like to publish it, X, Y, Z. So that's really great, because if they come back and they say, we like it, but we'd like you to change this, with a crime novel, you see, if you change one thing, you change everything, because everything has to link together. So it's quite a major rewrite, so I'm very fortunate that doesn't happen. It will then go to copy edit stage, which is when it will come back to me for checking. The editor might have suggested using a different word here, or a different word there, or a phrase, or if I've not explained something clearly, they'll point that out to me, and they'll also put it in their house style and check punctuation. So then I get a chance to read through it again and to make any changes. I don't have to accept their changes, it's entirely up to me, but quite often what they suggest is really very good and can tighten the novel up. So a good editor is worth his or her salt.
For more information on my crime novels, please visit my website at www.romark.co.uk, where you'll also find lots more articles on how I write, the writing process, and the background to my crime novels and my characters. My books are available in paperback, ebook, on Amazon Kindle, and some are also available as audiobooks. They can be bought from any online retailer or bookstore, and also many can be loaned from UK, Commonwealth and USA libraries. I hope you will join me again to listen to more of my podcasts. Thank you for listening. Bye.